I'd like to welcome you back to all Daf and Practice Series. Throughout the COVID-19 pandemic, shuls have had the tremendous challenge of creating a safe space, allowing people to be able to come to Daven in a way that wouldn't risk their health. And one policy, I didn't see this many places, I saw this one place, they had a policy that anyone who handled the Sefer Torah was supposed to wear gloves. If you're doing Hagba, you're carrying out the Sefer Torah, you should be wearing gloves when doing so. And it's interesting. It's interesting. I'm not saying it's wrong. It very possibly could be right for health purposes. But in theory, it's interesting because the Gemara in today's Daf, Sachem Daf Nun Zayin, the Gemara discusses Yisachar Ish Kfar Bar Koi. What was so interesting about Yisachar Ish Kfar Bar Koi? Shemechabed Esatzmo, he wasn't a good guy. He would honor himself, Umechalal Kodshe Shemaim, he would desecrate the kodshim, the karbanos, and the beis hamikdash. In what way? To have a korach yada b'shiroi, that he would wrap his hands wearing cloth, wearing silk cloth. He was wearing gloves. Va'avod avoda, and that's how he would do the avoda. Rashi explains what's the problem here. First of all, the avoda is not kosher. There's a chatzitza, there's a barrier, separation between the hands and the karban. The avoda is not kosher, but that's not the real problem. Real problem here is that it was a bezayon. Rashi says it's a bezayon, is a desecration of the avoda. But Moshe and Etshuva, in Igros Moshe, Yeredei Chelek Beis Simet HaZayin, discusses doing Shechita wearing gloves. He was asked, the Shoel assumed there was a problem, and Moshe responds to that, whether it's a problem to wear gloves when performing Shechita, whether a Shochet can wear it when slaughtering an animal. And Moshe explains, what is the Bezayon here? What's the desecration? Moshe explains, such an individual, Yisachar Ish Kfar Bakoi, wasn't willing to do that Avoda unless he was wearing gloves because he was concerned he was going to get dirty. He was disgusted by the blood of the karban. The blood of the karban is part of the mitzvah. It's part of the mitzvah that there's this blood. And this part of the mitzvah he was disgusted by. He didn't want to get dirty from that. That's a desecration. That's a bezayon. It's a dvar mitzvah. We shouldn't look at something that you're going to get dirty from touching. Rav Moshe says, based on that, by shechita, and slaughtering an animal, it may be inevitable that there's going to be blood, but the blood isn't part of the mitzvah. So there wouldn't necessarily be this component of bezayon wearing gloves when shechting an animal. Rav Moshe goes further and says there's another dimension of bezayon. And that is if you're wearing gloves in order to avoid getting dirty from performing the mitzvah, it can be understood that you're messaging the only reason why you're willing to do the mitzvah is because you're not going to get dirty. Let's say you would have to get dirty doing the mitzvah. Would you still be willing to do it? Perhaps not. That's why you're wearing gloves. And without the gloves, you wouldn't do the mitzvah. That's a bezayon as well. That's a disgrace. That's a desecration of the mitzvah. You should do the mitzvah regardless whether you would have to get dirty or not. And that may apply by shechita, but Moshe gets into a whole side discussion, is shechita actually a mitzvah? It may not be intrinsically a mitzvah. There's no necessary hiddur. There's no recommendation or maila of someone to do the mitzvah of shechita himself. You don't say mitzvah bo yosim b'shlucho. There's no shlichus on shechita. You could be a totally holy Jew and never shecht an animal in your life. But coming back to how we started holding a sefer Torah wearing gloves, I haven't seen anyone that discussed this. I would have thought that this would have been out there with all the COVID tshuvas. I did come across a tshuva from the Ben Ish Chai Torah Lishma where he says you shouldn't hold a sefer Torah wearing a glove. There's a Magen Avraham holding a kosher kiddush. You shouldn't wear a glove. Wearing gloves by davening is a whole question. Obviously, health considerations typically override these problems. But I haven't seen anyone discuss this, which I find interesting. But if anyone has come across any tshuvas, any articles written on the topic, I would certainly appreciate it if someone could send it my way at yebane@gmail.com. Thank you very much and have a wonderful day.